As a small island community in Southeast, miles from a lot of other small island communities, Wrangell doesn't have super complicated fish and game needs.
We don't necessarily need a biologist in town. You know, they can do that from Petersburg, that's fine. What we do need is a staff person.
That's Chris Guggenbickler. He chairs Wrangell's Fish and Game Advisory Committee. But he adds it's frustrating for the state to impose tagging and reporting requirements for hunters and fishermen, then make them navigate complicated processes online or travel to another community to remain above board. Alaska lawmakers allocated funding in the budget to bring back a small ADF&G office in Wrangell this year. And unlike last year, it escaped being vetoed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. In August, Fish and Game announced that a Wrangell office would reopen, but it would only be open for the duration of the hunting season, says Tom Schumacher, the regional wildlife supervisor for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
It's a, as far as I know, a temporary arrangement for just this year. And, you know, I don't know what the future holds. I'm not sure. You know, this took place at the legislature commissioner level, and I was just asked to open it.
At a higher level, there's no long-term commitment. Rick Green, an assistant to the commissioner, says that's because the funding doesn't cover the cost of reopening an office year-round.
The appropriation of funds does not fund a full-time job. So it will be seasonal this fall and for our staffer in Wrangell, and then we're going to reassess this spring.
In the meantime, the state employee will be working out of the U.S. Forest Service's Wrangell District Office, Schumacher says.
Well, they offered it to us for nothing, and we no longer have an office in the other building, so we would need to set up a lease and things like that, which, you know, for 2 months, again, isn't worth it.
Schumacher says since the position doesn't seem to be permanent, no one will be hired to replace the Fish and Game staffer who was laid off last year.
It'll be a rotating cast. It didn't seem worth going through the hiring process to hire and train somebody for such a short time. So we're just going to rotate existing staff from Juneau and Petersburg through there.
Representative Dan Ortez had worked to restore $66,000 in funding for Wrangell's Fish and Game office. The Ketchikan Independent says he knew the money restored to the budget wasn't enough to reopen the Wrangell office full-time, but he thought there'd be more than just for the hunting season.
My understanding was that seasonal basis would include fishing, and the person there would issue pot permits, things like that, shrimp permits, those kinds of things in the office, and handle fishing issues as they may or may not have come up from, let's say, the gillnet fleet and Wrangell, things like that. So I'm disappointed that it's being billed as to cover the hunting season, because that's not what my original intent was with that appropriation.
Many in Wrangell haven't given up. Guggenbickler, chair of the local advisory committee, says hunters and fishermen want to see the state make a more long-term commitment here.
I'd like to see someone living here hold that position, not just someone, you know, come here for 2 weeks and then trade out with somebody else that has to come to Wrangell for 2 weeks.
There's been a lot of back and forth between the Dunleavy administration and the legislature over what amounts to a relatively small budget item. Guggenbickler says that breeds uncertainty.
It's been scratched, it's been put back in, it's been vetoed, and then now there's money for it, and you know, what's going to happen next year to this position, you know? And without the state fully committing to hiring someone from the community, you know, it makes me nervous about, you know, where it's going to go next year.
Then there's another wrinkle. Schumacher, the regional wildlife supervisor, says that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Federal Forest Service's offices are closed to the public. So any state business will have to be conducted at the front door.
We're at the mercy of our landlord.
The city and borough of Wrangell says it's offered office space to help defray the cost of a more permanent fish and game presence in town. But so far, the state hasn't taken them up on it. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.